Okay, now I want you to tell me how many rooms and what they were in the house you were born in. Did you live in that, Marilyn?
Well, there was four rooms. There were three bedrooms and a kitchen, just one big room for a kitchen. And there was a hall between the bedrooms, a big wide hall. And there was a front porch and a back porch. And that's all there was to it. Well, there was two fireplaces, two chimneys with fireplaces in two bedrooms.
Okay, and and the house you lived in most of your life, I guess the one you raised your children in?
I want
you to describe another house, or the house you remember the best. I guess
I have lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the house that I was living in when I got married, is that be all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that house had four bedrooms. No, six. It had four bedrooms. It had a reception room, which was we used for a living room. And it had a small room in between the four, or in between the five at least. And then it had a kitchen and a dining room. And it had a storage room, and it had a pantry room on the back. And it had three big porches.
Was it one story or two?
Just one story.
And was it divided in any way?
No.
It
was all in one wall, outside wall, and then the inside was laid out different.
If you're going to castrate your animals, some horses or some hogs or something, what would you call it, doing it?
If what now?
You were going to castrate them.
Oh, you would have them in a pen.
But would you use another word besides castrate?
I don't think so.
Y'all used a word last Thanksgiving, you know, Sonny was doing some hogs out there, burning was. Now call it something. I don't ever call it anything.
I don't think I've ever heard it. Oh, nowadays they call it cutting them. But back then, they would castrate the males. But of today, they just call cutting them.
Maybe that's better. When the calf is being weaned and he's away from his mama, he makes a sound. What kind of sound does he make?
When he cries for his mama, he bleats kind of like a little goat.
Okay.
He'll bleat for his mama, you know. We call it he's crying for his mama.
And when you have your cows at feeding time, what kind of sound do they make? I mean, if you're not out there feeding them, but it's getting time, you know, they make this noise.
They low.
And when a horse wants to eat, what kind of?
He whickers.